Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, the podcast where we talk about how music helps and heals with depression and anxiety. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and I have a brother back on the show. I think we interviewed you like 3 or 6 months because you were overseas playing for the troops, right? Yeah. So yeah. CJ Pierce with Drowning Pool. I love you, man. I love you.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes, man. Thank you so much to be back, man. Yeah, so last time, you were overseas playing for the troops.
So, yeah, I'm trying to remember what time it was. I think we had like a rough signal that time.
Yeah, we did.
Where were we at that day? I remember the place. I remember talking to you. We do a lot of stuff. We've done 3 different tours this year so far. Yeah. And, you know, the stuff we kind of do under the wire, it's not always like advertised because it's, you know, we play in a lot of different countries, a lot of different bases. So in between tour, and if it looks like our schedule's off, we're pretty much doing stuff. But, man, we played this last time for a lot of coalition bases. We, you know, some bases have, like, three or four different countries. You know, we did one that had 10 different countries on the base, you know, the Italian army. Like, so it's not just, you know, we play music for everybody. It's all about the music.
Yes.
You know, it's you know, these guys are doing their job, you know, and their job is, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and our job. It's rock and roll, baby.
Yeah, I love you for that. You know, yeah, you're busy sometimes. I wonder how y'all sleep, but I guess you'll sleep very well.
You know, it's all about the naps, man. It's all about the naps. And sometimes I'll take like a 30-minute nap and it'll be a really great nap, and then I feel like I slept all day long. And other times it's not happening. But you know, we sleep when we're you know, when it's time to take the big sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, the energy and excitement takes over. But there's every now and then my body will just tell me like shut me down.
Nice.
Like,
every now
and then I'll have like this long 12-hour sleep. Like a grizzly bear, and then I'm back on it.
Yeah. Well, good thing is we caught you at the house today. I don't know what state you live in, but we caught you at the house, and, you know, and you're not over.
Yeah, I'm at the house, man. Dallas, Texas.
I would love you for that because I was born in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, Austin's beautiful, man.
Yeah. I haven't been there in 46 years, I guess, because I was born and then we moved. That's all I know.
Where are you at now?
I am in Lexington, South Carolina. On the East Coast.
South Carolina.
Yeah. Which I got to talk to your booker because y'all are not coming anywhere near here. Because the first thing you're going to is Sturgis, South Dakota, I think, on August 14th.
Yeah.
I got your thing
leaving,
right here.
So I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yes. And then your tour is in October in Des Moines, Iowa. So
we start a full tour in October. We're doing we have a bunch of weekend shows August, September, leading up to October, and the plan was to kind of fill that in, and just with everybody's schedules and other stuff happening, it just worked out like this. So it's the 25-year anniversary of the Center record. You know, June 5th was when it was released in 2001. So we would love to spend it this year and the majority of 2027. Playing it as well. So, you know, we have a small run happening now. We definitely want to hit the East Coast. I want to play in every city. It's a special moment for us, especially for me, like playing the Center record in its entirety. And it's been bringing me back to, you know, my 20s when I first, wrote these songs, man. It's been great. And the connection with the fans has just been awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, well, you got to get me in touch with your booker because I got to talk to him or her, you know, to book you in South Carolina so I can meet you, man. You know?
I know, man. I would love to meet you. You know, I have family down in South Carolina. My father was born there and, you know, moved to Louisiana later on. But yeah, dude. Well, you want to play everywhere.
Anytime you visit, then you're more than welcome to stop by and say hi, you know. But the last time you were here, we talked about what the next chapter for Drowning Pool was back then, you know. But since then, it feels like the past and the future have collaborated at the same time, right? Does Drowning Pool feel like a band celebrating its history right now, or is a band beginning another chapter?
I feel like it's wild, man. I feel like we just skipped some timelines and went back to like 25 years ago. So like, I feel like I'm in a time warp. Like we just got started. Every show is amazing. Every show is its own unique show in every town. The vibe is always different with the crowd. We do change up the set list pretty regularly, but now, you know, we play, like I said, the Center record again. You know, for me, it's like, you know, every show is my first, you know, the first show and the last show. You know, I go hard every time. And there, you know, we've been touring a lot lately. We have been writing stuff, but it's the time space off between tours has not been a lot. So, you know, we had a lot of songs lined up to record, and then the last little session we went in to record. I'm just inspired, especially by the foundation of the band and the sounds of the Cinna, you know, Cinna record. So we went and just like wrote 12 new songs in like 8 days.
8 days, jeez.
Just on fire, man. We were just like going, man.
Right.
Just musically, you know.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk between albums and timelines. Some still hold up for today's vision and movement and stuff, and some albums are not, just, you know, they don't hold a candle to today's time. Do you think that the record still holds true today as it did 25 years ago?
I've heard that from a lot of people. It sounds like it just, you know, like if it just came out today, man, we were just in a great place. You know, just again, a young band coming up in Dallas, Texas, and an awesome music scene. There's so many great bands here, obviously Pantera, just the name, you know, just a few, man. So many great bands have come out of Dallas. And for us, you know, with Mike, Stevie, and myself, we've been friends since high school, and we just love playing music together, man. We've always, like, had the house parties and, like, you know, the big rehearsal room parties, and it's always been the mentality of us. Just, you know, it's music. It's a celebration of life. It's just having a great time. So I feel like the Center record for sure, you know, it's, we have a lot of new fans like in their 20s and stuff. And I hear it a lot and I appreciate it. And it's awesome. Like, you know, my parents listen to you and like, you know, I'm a fan. I get to see you for the first time. So it's
right. It's
a mixed crowd now. It's like the parents and the kids and then the grandkids. We got to bring balloons and cupcakes, bro. I don't know. It's a family show. Drowning pool.
Hell yeah. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but Strike a Nerve was your last album, correct?
It was the last one.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong again, but I read or something came across my pages saying that you were thinking about having that album as EP, but you wrote as like a full album. Am I correct about that or no?
Oh no, that's the newer stuff that we're working on now.
Okay.
We had thought about doing that because it's taken us more time to get things rolling, just because again we've been touring so much, and then when we're not touring, Ryan also still, you know, sings for Soil. So like, you know, this poor guy, man, he's going nonstop, man. He's singing every single day. He's here at the house today, and after we do this, I plan on working on some songs with Ryan since he's here at my studio before we fly out tomorrow. But again, it's like a rare moment because we're out tomorrow. You know, it's just, we're trying to get there. We thought maybe we just put like a 6-song EP out, but we want to do a full record because we did finish all these songs for a record. And then about a month or so ago, we wrote like 12 more.
Right. Yeah.
So might as well put out a full one.
Yeah. So six. Okay. So an EP is six songs, and a full album is like 12 or more, right?
It's, yeah, Stan, it's like 10, but you know, yeah, we like to put 11 as well as tracks. We put more than that, you know, just depending on what we feel and how the flow of the record goes as well. Right. So we have a lot of material on the table, which is great. It's just having that time period. And usually during the end of the year, stuff slows down. We have a little bit more time off, and I'm hoping to get it there. But, you know, it's just, you know, life is busy. It's also, it's music. So, you know, I'm not like caught up in a machine where I'm just going to put something out. Like, it's very close to me. Like, if I'm, you know, I write music when I feel something, and it's a self-expression. So however long that takes is what it takes, because what I want to put out, and, you know, what people are going to listen to, you know, this is, you know, all four of us on the same page, and we all agree this is a great song to put out, and that's how we do it. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to, like, you know, just write to write and try to sell stuff, man. That's not how it works in the drowning pool.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't understand people or musicians forcing them to write anything, you know. Songs should just come natural and like, you know what I mean? Don't rush it, you know?
It's art. It's your personal art, man. And I get it. Like, you know, there's certain bands, you know, at certain levels. I mean, they the singles coming out, and they, you know, they're like I said, caught up in that machine. And there's, you know, bands I've met that they do, you know, they want to write songs that sound like the radio. And I'm not faulting anybody for this band that toured this recently. All the songs are great. They all sound like radio hits and singles, and that's their thing. That's what they want to do. But for us, man, it's very personal, man. Like, we write, I go in these spurts. Like, a lot of things happen in life. I write a lot of songs. Like, have some time off and kind of chilling, sit back. I'll write something mellow. It's just how it goes.
So what? Okay, so in 2026, right now, what's harder for CJ Pierce right now? Coming up with a great riff for new music, or having enough discipline to leave that great riff alone, because a lot of
Me, I don't have enough discipline to let it alone, man. I'm always constantly like perfectionist and like, let me do it this way, that way, this way, that way. But there was that point where like this is good enough. Sometimes things come up, it's just you naturally happens in 5 seconds, you go for it, and there's other things that just simmer in the kitchen for a while that might take a little bit, might take a few months, a few years before it comes around. But we just go with the flow, man. And the thing that I love about it with this band, with Mike and Stevie, Ryan, myself, it's when we're working on anything, a new song, all four of us look at each other when we know this part's great, this part's on point. And that's the other thing too. I don't ever want to push any ideas or be in a band where like somebody's pushing something where all four of us aren't on board, because we're going to be playing these songs live. We're going to put this record out, and I want all of us to believe in every part of every song. And that's how we do it. It's just, again, this is only taking longer because we've been touring a lot, and there's been so much on the table. And then more keeps coming, which is great. But we're gonna get there. But for right now, we're in the middle of the 25-year anniversary, man. I'm playing the whole center record front to back, and a few other choice songs per night. We change up the set list with the extra time space we have to play songs, man. It's just been awesome, dude. It's just been so awesome.
Last time we talked in depth of my favorite song from the album called Tearaway. That's still a banger song to me, brother. I don't know if anybody does not like that song. That still holds king in my household,
I love that song, and that song for me has, even being one of our songs that we wrote in a certain mind frame with Dave Williams throughout the years, just with life experience, the song has meant different things to me. When this has happened, that happened. So our own song has changed for me, and I relate to it in several different ways. And it's awesome to see fans as well gravitate toward that song for whatever personal things happen in life. And at this point, with the 25-year anniversary coming up too, there's an amazing musician in town, Paco Estrada, that he tells acoustic sets, and he's always done this acoustic version of Tearaway that's just like gives you chill bumps, man. So he's been working on that. That's something that would be great for everybody to hear. He's recording his version. I've always had this like kind of a still not kind of vibe, like feeling for Tearaway as well. I have this jamming version that I love, that I do. And I'll have this real trippy, like Pink Floyd version. So, cause people ask me about covers with Bodies, Bodies to the Floor. A lot of bands have done covers of it. And, I think that is a compliment, man. Have fun with the song. And I have like 10 different versions of that myself anyway, because it's just a fun song to play, man. But, with Tearaway, again, it has a, it's changed and meant different things to me. So I have a heavy version I would love to put out one day. And I hope Paco puts his version out. He's a very, really like ethereal, like trippy acoustic version with cellos and stuff, piano. Real vibey.
I love anything acoustic, so if y'all do the
Oh,
acoustic
definitely.
set, oh my God, that would change my life forever,
Yeah, we've done a bunch of acoustic sets for the troops, and they've all been great. We just haven't recorded anything yet. I would love to do an acoustic record, because we have the acoustic set. It just has its own vibe to it. At some point, I would definitely absolutely love to do that, put that out. Again, it's just the time factor, man.
I guess it wasn't discussed or thought about y'all recording like a live acoustic set for the troops at America. Like have y'all had the idea of recording it live for
We would love
like a
to.
live CD?
Yeah, we've done it. We've played an acoustic set several times. We've played it many times, man. And it's got, like I said, it's got its own feel. Some songs are same structure, but it just sounds different on acoustic. And some of them we kind of mess with a little bit and add a few things to it. We just haven't, because again, it's go, go, go. Let me ask the sound guy. He might have recorded one of those sets, or whatever. But
Might have,
I would like to do it for real, just to have it, because it does, it sounds for us, man, we enjoy doing it. It just has does have a cool sound and vibe to it. And I'm a fan of that as well, man. I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan, and I love it, you know, when they do mix it up, do acoustic stuff, heavy stuff.
I love acoustic stuff, yes, sir. But going off of what you were talking about, Bodies, the song, we discussed the you collaborating with a rapper last year. I can't remember.
Oh yeah, last year with Offset, man. That was an amazing experience.
Yes, but but you heard of Sorry X take on that Bodies cover song, right? So what did she do in her music that turned you on, that maybe you haven't heard, like, from the listener side, you know? Because many times artists write songs and listeners find something that the artist never even heard of, you know? Did she do that with Bodies, and that's what you why you collaborated?
Yeah, Shan, the owner of our label, you know, he works with upcoming young bands as well, and I'm always curious to hear new music. I love music. I love hearing, you know, the new way, you know, just the new wave of the styles that are out there, man. And she did a cover of Bodies. It was awesome. And the thing that I love, you know, about Alexa, she's like, her voice, she has a great singing voice. She has a great heavy voice. And she has like, it's a new style of delivery, like a rap style that works. And, you know, new metal also has like a rap rock feel to it, if you will. Musically, I think Adrenaline Pool, especially on the first record, had that maybe rap rock vibe with the metal, but you know, they sang heavy on it, of course. So I love it, you know, what they're doing. So we had that magical moment. We were collaborating and sending stuff back and forth. I was in my studio and you know, have several different versions of what came out was what it is now. Man, that was fun to do. It's a fun song. It's a great song. You know, we have Adrenaline Pool vibes on it, but it's definitely you know, check out Sorry X. It's a great new band coming up.
Yeah, see, that's why I love music in general, but I love it when artists work together, because I never heard of Sorry X, you know, and now she's got a fan in me, because that song is awesome, dude. I've been listening to constantly today, you know.
It's a great song, and they're a great band. So you know, we there's a lot of bands on. I'm trying to name. There's so many. If I start naming people and leave somebody out, somebody's gonna get mad at me. But
right.
there's a lot of especially metal bands with, you know, with female singers that are coming up that are just great, man. You know, yeah, man. We support, you know, support what you like, man. Support music.
Yeah, always, you know, and buy physical merchandise, everybody, you know, because that helps tremendously more. You know,
Don't even get me started on the music business. Get me going down the business path. That's another thing that that's another thing, you know, that we keep strong. You know, it's like, it is a business. There's a lot of stuff involved in it. It's a long story, but at the end of the day, you know, we still have our show. We play our show. We have merch, you know.
Yeah.
We still got to, you know, pay crew, pay the bus, pay the flights. You know, there's no mansion. I don't want a mansion anyway if I could afford it. But, you know, I got my rental home, man. I got my leased car. I play rock and roll. I'm fine. Yeah.
Well, people are buying your merchandise now because according to your website store, the vinyl record is sold out.
I put that up there, and it's sold like hotcakes. I should have made it. I probably should have ordered like 1,000 instead of 500. You know, my mistake on that one. Yeah. Because it is, it's cool. It's, you know, it's 25th anniversary, and you know, I have some left. I'm looking at them right now over your shoulder. So I kept a couple, you know, personal ones for Mike, Steve, and myself, but you know, this tour coming up in October, what am I going to do with this, man? This is for the fans. So we're going to have some at their shows. I'm looking, trying to count how many we have left in the box, like 75. 75, 80 is probably all I have left of those that we'll take out. So there you go, man. It's a special time for us with the anniversary.
Yeah. And what I love about them, I wasn't lucky enough to get one, but I love colored vinyl, you know, and this has like a purple tint to it.
The smoky purple one, man. Yeah. It's sick, dude. Have you seen it?
I personally haven't seen it, but I've seen it online. Yeah, but it is smoky purple, which I love.
Smoky purple, baby.
Yeah.
It was fun to be able to get those and make those. I really probably should have made more.
Now, does it cost a little bit extra to have them colored or no?
It costs a lot extra. It costs a lot to make those. And also, you have to pay the people that own your music. You have to pay for it as well. So, like, I have to buy the record from the record company, just like everybody else, in order for me to even sell it.
Okay.
But that's the music business thing. When I didn't go there.
Right? Yeah, I gotta love the music business, you know?
I'm just speaking the truth, baby.
Amen. Speak it, you know? I mean, we all got to know, you know, because I heard the music business is very, very rough, but it's very rewarding, you know.
Yeah, so really the biggest reward, man, is just playing the show and, like, hanging out with rock fans, especially after the show, man. It's just, it's just something about the vibe at the rock show. We all have something to get out and release, and I see that. Sometimes I call it the heavy metal workout, you know, because we're just all jumping around the pit together, and there's nothing but smiles after the show, man. Everybody's like, awesome. And I love meeting all the fans. I love hearing your stories. And, you know, some of my favorite stories have been, as of lately, hey, man, first time I heard Let the Bodies Speak before, I was sitting in my car seat. Can I buy you a shot? How old are you now? What year is this?
Right.
Car seat. 25 years later?
You are a baby when you're in a band, you know? Yeah.
I taught so many kids how to count to four. After that, you're on your own.
Yeah. I went to a Necrogothicon show like this past year or something, and Psycho Stick was playing, and they played the parody
of Bodies.
And I totally flipped out. I'm like, I didn't know these guys were here this long. It's great, you know. CJ,
yeah, did. No, the man, they did that. That's a lot of fun. That song's a lot of fun. Y'all have fun with it, man. There's been a lot of cool, fun versions. The Sock Puppet version is like a who's that? Elmo version. There's all kinds of crazy versions.
It's
fun. Like I said, I sit around the house and do other versions myself, man. I start off more as like a funk riff in the beginning anyway. So I like have like a super funky version that's closer to like the original, like before I brought it into the band and turn into what it is now. But yeah, man, it's fun. It's a great song. I can't wait to play it every night.
Here's a fun question that I think you like. If you could have a chance to sit down with 2001 CJ Pierce and play a live performance for him now, but you don't want to say anything at all beforehand, what would shock him most right now, do you think?
What would shock younger me? 25 younger years?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I feel like younger me and me now still have that energy. You think I'll have any more energy to it? You know, I definitely like, you know, there's six strings on a guitar, and 2001 me only knew how to play three of them, and I know how to play six of them now. So like, hey man, these other three strings do this.
Yeah. You don't know.
I was telling him to drink. I would say drink a little less back then. But,
right.
Just a little less. That.
Not too much, right? Yeah, just a little bottle, right?
Don't do that very last shot.
Right, yeah. But I bet it was fun going back and re-listening to the original songs from Sinner.
Yes, now great, man.
Yeah, so when you went back and listened to those master tapes, did y'all fix any inconsistencies back then that you had trouble with?
Oh, no. So, like, the masters and all of right now are completely gone.
Wow.
The whole session is just missing right now. But so we re-released it as it is.
Yeah.
So there was no adding or doing stuff to the record. Unfortunately, we couldn't have the opportunity to do that. And I wouldn't mess with it anyway. I mean, it wasn't like – so I wrote these songs how I feel. And, you know, we still play, you know, Bodies and Sinner and Tear Away on the regular. But there's other songs on the record that may have come in and out the set list throughout the years. But, you know, the ones that we haven't played, like Follow or All Over Me and things like, you know, Told You So. I mean, it's still like right here. So I never really went to listen to it to relearn it as much as I just grabbed the guitar. We just started playing it. We didn't even rehearse. We just went on stage and just started playing it right when we played the thing.
Right. You know,
It's still right here.
Nice.
It's not like knocking the dust off it, but it's still fresh in my brain.
Right. Right. Yeah, get those cobwebs off. Yeah. This is another fun question. Okay, so we're going to talk about so let's just say, you know, you have to steal one Saliva song and make it a Drowning Pool song. Which one are you taking? And they got to steal a song from y'all. Which song would you want them to you know.
Man, that's a tough one, dude, because that's so many great songs, you know. We
Yeah.
just played with them this past weekend. We had a tour coming up. I mean,
Nice. Okay.
you know, I've always feel like, you know, Click Click Boom and Bodies, been on the same page, and, you know,
Right. Yeah.
always, I love that song. Yeah. God, there's a lot of deep tracks too, man. You caught me off guard there because I've been listening to that record as well. And dude, they have like a lot of new stuff that's coming out that's sick, dude. You know,
That's
like
sick. Yeah.
Bodies being great, dude. All the musicians in that band, bro. Everybody in that band are top notch, dude. And you know, we've been friends for years, and I
Yeah.
love what they've done, dude. Their show's amazing.
Oh yeah, can't beat yourself, you know. So, I know we got 5 minutes left, but I would love to do another lightning round with you because I think we did it last time and you knocked it out of the park. So I don't think you'll have any
Trash.
problem. Yeah, I don't think you'll have any problem with this. Okay.
Okay.
One Cinder song that deserved a music video but never got one. Did I throw you off?
I
Yeah.
don't know, man. All Over Me and Followed, too, that really stand out. And a lot of Mute's always a great song, too. Mute
Yeah.
has a this is Prove Out. One of those three.
There you go. Well,
Sermon. Oh
good.
my
Yeah.
God. I'll go Sermon.
Sermon. Perfect. Perfect.
Hey.
Perfect. A Drowning Pool song that is more fun to play than fan realizes.
Well, I'm gonna say, just because we've been playing it again, All Over Me. To me, it has the same kind of bounce and vibe like Bodies, man. So like that one's been, dude, it's just fun to play that one live. Like I
Yeah.
love, they have a song called King Zero that hasn't been in the set that we did, you know, with Ryan. And King Zero is that's a fun song. I'm hoping that we come back around to that at some point.
Nice, nice. A famous riff you wish you'd written. I think we talked about it last time, but I, you know, every because I know you're I forgot what you said last time, but I think it's going to be changed. You know,
Ah,
what
famous
song?
riff, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough one because, you know, I mean, my inspiration, you know, when I started was Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Page. Dude, you know, Watchtower, I've been listening to that a lot lately.
Yeah. Yourself.
Anything I say riff, but there's so many riffs. And, you know, he does, I mean, yes, you know Jimi Hendrix, that's Jimi Hendrix, but in Watchtower, the solo session, he does like four bars, this one thing, one tone, then he brings in another effect and does a whole different vibe, and then he brings in the wah and does another. So I love even back then how there's so many small little subtleties he had within that song. But riff wise, man, God, that's a tough
Yeah, it's
one, man,
hard, you know.
dude.
Yeah.
There's so many great riffs, man. The
Because
top tier song.
there's always
You
like
know what?
Cat Scratch Fever, Iron Man, Paranoid, Liberty Girl, and I could just go on and on, you know.
You know, it's just fun to play. You know, Metallica doing the Bread Fan.
Bread Fan. Yeah.
That one's great, man. Yeah, that
Oh
one.
yeah, cool. All right.
That's fun.
Awesome. I guess you're like within inches of your guitar, you know,
Oh, my house
at
looks like
all.
Guitar Center.
Yeah.
They're
Okay,
everywhere.
good. Yeah, because
I got one
you're
here. I got one there. I got.
yeah.
It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
My wife's always like, "Are you going shopping, baby?" Because I'm looking at the wall, like, "Which one should I grab?" I didn't realize it was such a collector of guitars until I finally had a place to put them up. Because I've been traveling so much. So the last 4 years, I have a house and I actually put stuff up. But this whole journey, man, I've been just been going, going, going.
I had to stop collecting guitars because I have like seven of them and I don't know how to play one of them yet. So, but I will learn. But I
We'll
will
get you
learn.
there,
Oh
man. We'll
yeah.
get you
Oh
there.
yeah. One guitarist you want to trade rigs with for one night?
Rigs with?
Rigs.
Oh man, there's so many good sound rigs out there too. I will say, wow, man. I mean, you know, Tom Morello has a great sound rig, man. Always. But I can't lie, man. You know, Alice in Chains, man.
Alice James, I love it. Yep.
He, you
Jerry
know,
Cantrell. Yeah.
yeah, Jerry Cantrell's rig, man. When we last time we played with him, which was a little while ago, man, his tone was just like massive. His tone is great. He's one
Yeah.
of my favorite tones. Yeah.
Two more. Okay, so I know you've traveled the world, right? And I know there's countries that you haven't got to yet, which is very confusing for me because y'all have been around the world a couple of times. So
Yeah.
yeah. So is there a country where Drowning Pool has not played yet, but it is on your bucket list?
Countries we haven't played yet. Oh man, that's a
I know that's I because y'all
we haven't
been.
played, we haven't played in Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't done that. We haven't played in Dubai, even though I thought we
Yeah.
were gonna do it. I know it's a little serious over there right now, but
Right.
so you know Antarctica? Man, no way. I live in Texas, but that's just cool.
Well,
Cool.
that's
Dude,
more.
so you know what I really want to play? We haven't played and we will be playing hopefully soon in South America. Love South America. And we had a tour set up and it was a logistics thing that so they always play in the band, it's not the band. We want to play and we're trying to set that up again for next year. But South America is a big one for me. I would love to play South America. I can't wait to play, I should say. That's
Yes,
gonna happen. We're making it happen.
it will come true. Yes, sir, it will. All right.
South America and Africa, the Southern Hemisphere.
Hey, man.
I've done Australia and I love Australia and I want to go back.
Okay. Yeah. Because I worked it out back in, I'm just that place won for me. But one more. Okay. So, do you prefer studio CJ or live CJ? You prefer the
Well, live, of
studio
course, man.
live? Well, yeah.
Live me,
Okay.
but also when I'm in the studio, I'm still kind of old school and traditional. I just stand, I jump and play. And I play the songs all the way through still. I know it kind of drives modern day producers a little crazy. But also I'll come in prepared because like back in the 60s, 70s, like all these bands, they had to play all their parts right and record it together. And there's something about that flow. I'm not mad, I'm not dogging it, like the modern day cut and paste stuff. That's great, man. But I do like the subtle inflections and the little nuanced differences within a song. I think we still register that somewhere deep in our brain. So studio with me, it's just like live me, man. I go all the way through the whole song. I might punch in on something that was messed up or just do the whole thing over again.
Right.
But live me, man, I get down on it, But I feel like I play the same in both. But I'm way more animated live, so
There,
you want to come see
right,
this.
exactly. Yeah, because there's nothing like playing in front of a live crowd, I mean, just that feeling for me is
Yeah, dude.
so in
Four
you,
people,
yeah.
400,000 people, man. Still letting those bodies hit the floor.
Exactly. So, we do love you here at When Words Fail, and we beg you to come back sooner and then
Yeah,
later
man.
because I really love to talk to you. You're such a good dude,
Man, you're
I
awesome. I appreciate
really
you taking the
appreciate
time
it.
to talk
Yes, sir.
today.
And put me in contact with your booker so I can make him or her make y'all come down to South Carolina. Or hell, I'll just book you.
Yeah, man. I have
Yeah.
to update that on our stuff. We're with IAG now at the
Okay.
moment,
Yeah.
so
Yeah. Cool.
it's but I'll get all the stuff online. I
Yeah.
have to update our stuff because we just changed over to a different company.
Oh wow. Okay.
But
Okay.
man, I play everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Pool
Okay. Cool.
parties, bar mitzvahs,
Hey,
I'm pretty
man.
easy.
Birthdays, Christmas card, Christmas, yeah, who knows,
I'm
right?
all about it, man. I just
All
love
right.
playing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And with that said, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode today. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.